When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ye though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. We are here today to celebrate the lives of the delicious Nicolicious and the ever-so-sensual Rob Diggity Dangle Dog.
Hey, we're not dead. We're fat and lazy, and we've been waiting in line for a chicken sandwich at Popeye's for 2 weeks.
But boys, you are dead. I can see your dead bodies lying right there.
No, those aren't our dead bodies. Those are our Gary Busey sex dolls.
Well, I guess we can stop this funeral. I'm very happy to get out of here because that fat one on the right won't stop farting.
Hello. Is that Nicolicious? Nicolicious. You suck dick.
Welcome back to the Brohio Podcast Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, the ever-so-sensual Rob Diggity Dangle Dog.
I'm the delicious Nicolicious. Hi, guys.
You guys thought we were dead.
Yeah.
The pastor declared us dead.
He did. He didn't even know.
He
didn't know about our sex dolls.
Scotty doesn't know what that pastor did to us before we recorded that.
No.
Does he?
I don't even want to talk about it.
It's been a dark and winding road the past couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
We've come out on the other side. Barely. Just so happens, I'm deathly sick tonight. But I took Mucinex Severe, is what I took. And there was another one, a cold remedy.
Huh.
Starts with a Z, not Zofran. Zoltan. I don't know. It's a thing you put underneath your tongue. And it's supposed to get rid of all your cold ailments, whatever. Oh, like I said, my wife's been out of town helping out with her grandpa, who's got a severe case of dementia, so applaud to her for helping out with that. But it's a good episode. One of those things I got into, and I said, oh my God, this is deeper, a lot deeper than I thought it was going to be. But we're gonna tell you about something new, Project Monarch. There's you guys are going to learn some stuff today, some stuff that's going to make you... say, what the fuck is going on? But that's what we do here. We bring you the weird and the strange and the... Let's get on with our Patreon subscribers here, Rob Dog. I'll let you start that off.
Sure. We got Emily Dale and Landon Hale.
And, Landon Hale. That rhymes. It's a Christmas gift from Emily.
Oh, that's sweet.
To Landon. So,
yeah.
Merry Christmas.
This is the equivalent of coal. Getting coal in your stocking.
Thanks for giving the gift of herpes to your significant other. Right. We got Emma Kingsbury. Emma, thank you so much for your Patreon pledge.
Danny Richardson, thank you.
I'll let you have one. Take this one.
Give me from one. All right. Tyler, 2 in the pink, 1 in the stink Cooper. That's what it says.
Perfect last name would have been Pooper for this guy.
That would have been good.
Oh... Addison smells like a fart Clark. I hope people are just phoning these in to insult other people, and these aren't really the real people.
It's just somebody they fucking hate.
Yeah.
Will Fusler?
Fusler. Like Nathan Brown. That's an easy one. Thank you, Nathan.
Browntown. Michael Dream Weaver. See what they did there?
Dream Weaver. I believe you. I'm not going to do that because then we'll... Right. people will start mailing us their tidy whities, and I don't want that. Nate, Doug, Nat, Dugdale, Nat. Thank you, buddy. Give yourself a pat on the wiener from the Brawlhalla podcast.
I don't know why, but this next one's funny. Chunk Dangalo. I thought it said Chuck at first. I was like, no, it definitely says Chunk.
Chunk. And Joel Mosier, you and old Chunk Dangalo should get together and just fuck each other.
Where are we at? I fucking lost my... Nathan Can. Thank you, Mr. Can.
Tom Humes. Huffing the fumes. Tom Humes. Thanks, Tom Humes. I think he was a hitting coach for the Cincinnati Reds. No, you got the next one. Go ahead.
Anal purification.
I need some of that.
All right.
I need a lot of that.
Please sign me up.
Sarah Smith, thank you. Anal purification. Sarah Smith, thank you for your Patreon pledge.
Are we going straight down or going to the right?
Go straight down.
Fuck All it. Right, fuck it. Louise Donovan, thank you.
Brian. Thanks, Brian, buddy.
John Kelly, thank you.
Keith Rodenbucher. Butcher. That's a really hard last name. Looks like you've got a kid there in your profile picture. I hope that kid is yours. Thank you. Amen.
Not just random kid you found on the street. Ty Welch. Thank you very much.
Svetlana R. Thank you, Svetlana.
The lovely Svetlana. Thank you.
Thank you for your Patreon pledge.
It's my turn. Yeah. Brandon. What the fuck's with your guys' names? Brandon Cacello.
Yeah, I like that one. Francisco Sandoval. Thank you, Francisco Sandoval.
You forgot Terrence Hutch, but it's okay.
Yeah. Well, Rob got it. Hutch.
Terrence
Hutch is the most useless piece of furniture you can put in your entire fucking house. We had a Hutch growing up. It was a really good spot to hide my drugs that I didn't have. I'll let you get that next one.
I'm guessing that's Isaiah Villis.
Job Chilson. Job Chilson, thank you for your Patreon pledge.
There's no way it's a real name.
As always... If you would like to join us on Patreon, go to patreon.com/BrawlhallaPodcast. It's been a very unfortunate week. I had a couple things happen to me that I wanted to tell you about.
Sure.
I already told you about them.
Oh, okay.
But this one is kind of, I've got a really old dog named Ace.
Oh, yeah.
About 14 years old.
Yeah.
Still doing pretty well. I got him when I was 18, and these animals just, you know, they steal your heart, man. Especially when you get he was my first responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was waking the kids up for school. Like I said, my wife's been gone. It's been really hard because I fucking suck at everything. The washer and dryer ran one time in 2 weeks. And I put all the clothes from the entire wood in one load.
You were down to wearing grocery bags for underwear.
I came downstairs and the washer was 7 feet away from where it was when I put the stuff in. It walked away. It's like, I fucking quit this house. Tried to walk away. So I woke up with the kids, and I've got a comforter over. I'm sitting at the edge of my couch, just right at the edge. I don't have my back up against the I just got my elbows down on my knees, and I got a comforter on me because I didn't have the heat on. And it was really cold in the house. And I had like a little teepee because when I get cold, I just cover up with the blanket because then, you know, all the hot, nasty air I breathe, it heats up inside the blanket, and then I'm good. And I'm waiting for the kids to get ready, and then I just start smelling shit. I'm like, man, how many days has it been since I took a shower? Start wondering about my own safety and my own general welfare.
Right.
And then my oldest daughter next to me, she's like, oh my God, it smells like poop. And I said, yeah, it does. Daddy doesn't know what that is. Thought it was me. And then I just took a whiff again. I'm like, oh my God, that smells like raw shit. And then I just like, I'm in this teepee. And at the bottom where the blanket met the ground, there was about 6 inches of daylight where the lamp was shining in through the... And I lifted up that portion of the blanket, and there was two huge dog turds right between my heels. And when I got inside my teepee, Ace backed his rear end up to my feet and just took a shit just right between my feet. I don't know why. He's usually really good about these things. He's usually pretty squared away.
He's a senior citizen, man.
Yeah, and he just shit right between my feet inside my teepee. So it was the ultimate hot box. And if any of you have ever wondered what it's like to take a shit in the tent and then breathe it, that's what it felt like. And it was absolutely horrifying. It was disgusting. If anyone's looking to adopt a 14-year-old border collie, hit me up. I probably couldn't give him away.
Poor guy.
That dog's had a lot of peanut butter. A lot of peanut butter. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. Next thing here, we have our new... sponsor, well, not really a sponsor, but they are a sponsor, Sticker Theories.
Yeah.
We had a tremendous fucking sticker debt, and I spent a lot of money and bought a lot of stickers. and these stickers came here. They were fucking terrible. They were shit, okay? And I felt bad even sending these stickers to people because they were so bad. Then in comes our friends from Sticker Theories, and they say, hey, we'd like to just send you stickers. I'm like, no, we got to pay for these. We got to send you merchant, something. So we did a little exchange. They sent us a bunch of stickers. These stickers are absolutely incredible. I've got one on my phone.
They kick ass.
And my phone is in my pocket with knives and tools at work. And I got one in the back of my car. It's standing up to the sunlight. It's not peeling at all. These stickers are the real deal. So if you need stickers, go to stickertheories.com. They're going to give you guys 10% off. Use the promo code BROHIO. And that 10%, we don't get anything for this.
No.
We don't want anything for this. We just want you guys. They're a brand new business. We're their first client. We want you guys to go help. We just want you guys to go to them and say thank you for helping us out. And, you know, thanks for helping out the BROHIO Nation. So go check out Sticker Theories. These stickers are really, they're really fucking good stickers.
They're awesome.
But it's not just our stickers. If you need any sticker made, they do die cuts. They do, they're just getting their vinyl transfer going, so they can do any sticker you want. And if you tell them that Nick and Rob sent you, I'm sure they would be happy to throw in some of our stickers. Because they, at this point, I think their probably entire fucking house is just made up of our stickers.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So you're going to hear about them for the next coming weeks because they did a tremendous thing for us. So go check out Sticker Theories. And now we have a promo swap from the podcast Nightgeist.
Do you find yourself quoting horror movies to friends or starting conversations with strangers about haunted mirrors?
You do?
Then look no further than the Nightgeist podcast.
Grab a beverage and join us weekly as we discuss all things paranormal, strange, and murdery together. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or anywhere else podcasts are heard. Also, you may check out our website, nightgeistpod.com, and find us on all social media apps. Just search for Nightgeist Podcast.
We've been waiting for you.
Jeff Epstein killed himself. Go check out the Nightgeist podcast. Fantastic. You won't be sorry. We have a special... We don't have a news article for you this week. We have a news clip.
Oh, okay.
That we're going to play for you.
We're getting fancy.
Yeah, this is...
Just steps away from the Hollywood Walk of Fame, a horrifying random attack.
A homeless man dumped a bucket of stuff on your head.
A bucket of his diarrhea.
Hold on.
Wait.
I gotta turn this up. Sorry. I'm gonna restart this.
Wow.
Just steps away from the Hollywood Walk of Fame, a horrifying random attack.
A homeless man dumped a bucket of stuff on your head.
A bucket of his diarrhea. I didn't want it to be in my mouth, but it was running down my eyes.
What a shitty situation.
Oh my God, I don't want anything to do with this. People have been sending this fucking article all week long. And I said, you know what? I'm going to play this instead.
So traumatic.
Heidi Van Tassel was walking to her car near Hollywood's Walk of Fame when, according to police and court records, a transient with schizophrenia and psychotic disorders dumped feces all over her.
A bucket of his diarrhea.
I guess that is worse than like logs.
I said, hey, Melvin, what you cooking over there? Man, I ain't cooking. This is a bucket of shit. This is a bucket of doo-doo.
Jesus, dude, that's horrible.
It was liquid. Hot liquid. I was...
What?
Hot liquid.
Bucket of his diarrhea. It was liquid. Hot liquid. I was soaked, and I couldn't see. It was coming off of my eyelashes.
There was hot liquid poop on her eyelashes.
What do they have to be eating to have a consistency to fill up a bucket of hot watery shit?
I was wondering the same thing. Homeless people are eating
Popeyes,
good.
Man. Some Popeyes.
Only in fucking California.
Paramedics rushed her to the hospital, and she now needs to be tested for infectious diseases
every
3 months.
It's something I won't ever forget. It was disgusting.
Have some shit, bitch!
I will never eat peanuts again for as long as I live.
She's just sitting there just like, oh my God, look, it's the Jay Leno star.
He was probably aiming for the Donald Trump star and just hit her in the head by accident.
And then splish splash, she's taking a bath.
You look like fucking Kevin walking with a big old thing of chili.
Whoa, 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 watch out, bucket of shit. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Watch out, big old bucket of shit.
What if that was his
Over
dinner?
Year, the IG he was eating has his own shit. He spilled it. Where the
meal replacement. He was trying to pump up.
Like this guy arrested for setting fire to chairs at a downtown steakhouse.
What a fucking
and
asshole.
This homeless man pushing someone in front of a truck.
Oh!
There were more than 6,000 of these reported crimes in L.A. in 2017.
So. Man.
There's a... If you've ever had a bucket of shit dumped on you before, write us an email, briopodcast@gmail.com.
Hot liquid shit.
I probably should put a link to her GoFundMe if she has one, but dude, that was a...
Man, pink eye. She has that pink eye.
She has to get tested for shit.
She probably has brown eye now.
Chocolate rain. You remember that song back in like when YouTube
oh, yeah.
first started?
Yeah.
Blum, 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 blum. Homeless rain. Oh. Dude, I just would have opened my mouth and embraced it. And like, you know what? If we're going to do this, let's go for it all
Turn
the
it
way.
Into a sexy car wash.
There was hot liquid.
Ah, poor thing.
Running down my eyelashes.
That sucks.
I hope that that guy... Well, I think he was found... Yeah, if you listen to the end of the video... He was found not guilty for a reason of insanity or whatever, and he's back right. on the streets. All the charges were dropped. Just
dumping more liquid poop on people.
If I will drop these charges, if you will stop dropping liquid poop on people. Not fair. Not fair at all. Well, like we said, we're covering Project Monarch, which is a deep, dark government secret experiment that we are very happy to take you guys and show you the deep reaches of this project and all the crazy stuff going along with it in only a way that Nick and Rob can do it. This is a spinoff of MK Ultra, which is one of Rob's favorite things.
Yep.
Well, it's one of two of our favorites. We've never covered that topic before because everyone's covered it, but I'm sure we'll get there someday.
Yeah.
And this is like I said, a spinoff of that. So without further ado, 17 minutes in.
I was just listening to your fucking podcast, and they didn't start talking about the subject till 17 minutes in. And I went downstairs, and I beat my fucking wife because I didn't like the podcast. Then I beat my dick because it feels good. I beat the shit out of it.
Hey, what are you doing? I was beating the shit out of my dick. What are you doing? That's what, when I was little, and I caught my brother smoking pot, and I started crying really hard. Yeah. I was like, why do you do it? Why do you smoke it? And he's like, there's nothing else to do. I said, why don't you just jerk off?
Like a normal kid.
No, he was 10 years older than me. He was like 20 and I was like 12 or 10 or whatever. Yeah, we still talk about that.
Why don't you just jerk off? Beat the shit out of your dick.
Now, Project Monarch is an alleged... Oh, shit. There's a lot of people in here questioning everything they've ever done right now.
Why do I smoke marijuana? I could just be jerking off. What else could I do besides smoke marijuana? Fuck it, I don't fucking know.
Project Monarch is an alleged government... And most of this came from IlluminatiRex.com.
So we will good
give,
name.
We will give credit where credit is due. Ed.
Good name.
IlluminatiRex.com. Project Monarch is an alleged government black program, because couldn't be a white program, to create mind-controlled slave for use as spies, assassins, couriers, and prostitutes.
Oh, I am.
Monarchs carry out their assignments and consequently have no memory of their actions. According to some estimates, there are over 2 million Americans currently under mind control.
It's a lot.
I don't know if that's a lot or not. I fucking skipped out on all 3 years of math in high school, so I fucking do what I can, Rob.
I feel you.
Monarch slaves are taken as infants.
Okay.
And are traumatized using electric shocks, drugs, sexual abuse, mind games, and hypnosis in order to force the mind to split and create an alternative personality to deal with the pain.
Hmm.
This is fucking getting... dark already, buddy.
Sounds like a good weekend.
The victim imagines that someone else is being tortured and the mind is forced to split. Each personality, or alter, like an alternative personality is what they're saying here, is then programmed and trained to perform specific tasks and missions. One can alter to be Yeah, they alter to be a deadly assassin, trained in martial arts, explosives, and weaponry. While another, an innocent-looking courier carrying clandestine messages between world leaders, mob bosses, puppet dictators, and Hollywood insiders, alters perform their assignments without the knowledge of their host's main or front personality. So what this experiment does, or what this project did, they would break these people down. They would take them at very, very early stages of their life, infants, and they would subject them to increasingly worse traumatic sexual abuse, electronic shock, physical abuse. They would do all these things in order to break these people down, and they would use drugs and all kinds of other things to create a, and they could put multiple personalities in a single person's head. So they could take you when you were a baby and just fuck the shit out of you. Sounds so fucking bad.
They're like, oh, we thought he was going to be a good one, but he really likes it. Bring that boy in here. I want to play with his butthole a little.
Bring him in here. They'll bring the short, fat one. Bring in Nickalicious Nickalicious.
They break these people down. This is fucking terrible, but it goes along with all the it's so weird how it just makes sense. And they can put another personality inside of you. So, but they can train that other personality to be a prostitute, a government assassin, a spy, but then they use the triggers, like almost like a Manchurian candidate mm-hmm. type deal. They use a trigger to make, say they train, you know, Rob is the host. You're Rob, but then they put fucking Herbert inside you, and Herbert. Herbert is a spy, so they can hit you with the code, the they call you and hit you with a dee. So you turn from Rob to Herbert. And then Herbert goes and does some spy shit, and they hit you with the codes again, and then you go back to Rob, and you forget everything that Herbert did. That makes sense?
It makes sense, yeah.
It's a little crazy, man.
Fucking Herbert.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Although accounts vary on the exact methods used, the common key ingredient is trauma, and lots of it. Monarchs can have hundreds of different alters coexisting inside of them. That's a lot more than I originally thought. Programmers insert codes and signals which are used by controllers to call up different personalities and give command. For example, mission completed DIA 5018. And this will cause a slave to go in a deep, deep sleep. So they can use these different triggers to make all of these different personalities inside of you to do whatever they want them to do. Hmm. And there's different levels of the program. So they use, it's like a Greek letter program to describe the different levels of the Monarch Project. So not everyone is going to be used as a government spy. Not everyone's going to be used as an assassin. There's certain people that are used for certain things. Just like there's
a lot. Can you imagine you had the opportunity to be like an assassin or do something fucking cool, like, you know, just like killing off government officials, but then they make you a prostitute? I'd have the most unfulfilled clientele ever.
Yeah.
That one you sent over here last week, don't send him back. He was doing some really nasty shit.
His dick smelled like a cheeseburger.
He wanted to shave my feet. Said my toe knuckles were... I had some really nasty toe knuckles.
So I'll let you tell them about the Greek lettering program here.
Sure, sure. Now, major program levels are often named after Greek letters, but these can be unique to each programmer, or for each individual mind-controlled slave. So we'll start with Alpha. This general programming, this is the first programming put in, so it includes giving slaves a photographic memory. I could really use that. That records everything every alter sees or hears. Then we go to Beta, which is sexual programming. Yeehaw. Now, these alters are instructed in the art of seduction, sexual pleasure.
That's my name, my game right there.
That's right there. You make me a beta. Betas take part in ritual sex, acting, and never mind, I don't want to end on this anymore, acting and directing child pornography and prostitution.
They have directors for that shit.
Right. Big budget, man. Those trained as sex kittens often see themselves as cats.
That'd be me. I'm wearing a cat shirt right now.
Meow. Top betas are known as presidential models. As the title implies, they discreetly service presidents, royalty, and other high-ranking government officials. They regularly hang out at the White House.
Jeez, this goes along with like the Pizzagate shit, which we've never covered.
Yeah.
And the Bohemian Grove.
Yes, it does.
Jesus.
From here, we go to Delta, the assassination program. Alters trained in combat, assassination, and espionage. That's fun right there.
That's what they'd have me do until they saw how much I could eat. They'd be like, we need him to beat Joey Chestnut.
Fucking hot dog guy. Let me go to Theta, which is the psychic killer programming. Psychic assassinations able to cause aneurysms from anywhere.
Holy shit.
Anytime. They telepathically communicate with Mother.
All right.
Then we got Gamma, deception program. These alters are trained as deceivers. They spread disinformation and are able to throw a therapist off track. Okay. Omega, suicide programming. Alters program for self-mutilation and self-destruction. That's a horrible one. I would not want to be that. And it's like your one goal is just to kill yourself.
Yeah, that's probably what they would have me do. It fucking stinks.
It's the only thing he's good for.
Have him get rid of himself.
Now, children of monarch slaves emitting from multi-generational families known as bloodliners, these are considered superior to non-bloodliners who are often kidnapped off the street or purchased from underground child trafficking rings.
Oh, good.
Non-bloodliners are deemed expandable and are often sacrificed in blood rituals or unceremoniously murdered to terrify and further traumatize bloodliners.
And there's a close correlation between what is going on here and what some of you may know as the NWO. And I'm not talking about Hulk Hogan and Kevin Nash and Scott Hall. I'm talking about the New World Order.
That's the only New World Order I want to be a part of.
Right. There's the 13 wealthiest families in the world.
Yeah.
That it's said these families run the entire world, which...
Very true.
If you dig in and you look, it's quite possible.
Yeah. There's some meat to it.
Yes. There's the effort is geared towards making a one world totalitarian government where the rich kind of run the shit and we are all sheep. And from the research I'm going through this, it says a lot of people have gone through this programming and more are going through it, and they're using my microphone is falling apart tonight. They're using this this programming to create an entire population of people that they can control via Disney, via the news, via Star Wars. They use all this mainstream stuff that we're completely obsessed with. Rihanna, you know, not Kanye anymore because he makes Jesus music.
And
people
right.
People like that. Like, oh, Kanye's singing Jesus music now? Well, fuck God.
If that doesn't turn more people atheists than anything else, I don't know what will.
Right. So... we're going to talk about the entertainment aspect. Disney, the man, the studio, and the theme parks are often cited by monarch victims, and we have some information at the end of the show about a lot of different victims, and I did reach out to one victim, but I did not want to have her on the show because there is a good possibility that we would just, you know... disgrace her name.
Fuck it up.
In the beginning. So maybe that's something we can reach out to her a little later if it doesn't go as badly as it normally does. Programmers use electroshock in combination with Fantasia's imagery, the movie Fantasia, which is absolutely terrible, to induce dissociative personalities and for programming. program runners realized that bringing in people from all over the world to military facilities would eventually give rise to suspicions, so they worked with Walt Disney in designing his theme parks to include facilities for mind control programming. Oh boy. Many of the rides are designed for use in mind control and to traumatize young children. If you've ever been on the It's a Small World,
oh my God,
ride,
I was just thinking that.
It's fucking traumatic, bro.
It's terrifying.
And the what happens is you get a rain. You go to the one in Florida and it rains every day.
Yeah, yeah.
You get
that's where you go whenever it's raining. Yeah,
and you just sit on this ride for an hour straight while it rains.
And it's the same song in like 20 different languages.
It's maddening.
Yeah.
It really is maddening.
Yeah.
MGM's Wizard of Oz and Disney's Alice in Wonderland are favorites of Monarch programmers. Victims are told to go over the, quote, over the rainbow or, quote, there's no place like home to reach a safe place in the Wizard of Oz programming or go through the looking glass if using Alice in Wonderland. Follow the yellow brick road or follow the white rabbit are triggers to follow the programmer's commands. Illuminati programmers designed Star Wars for use in trauma-based mind control programming. These are all things that have completely taken our country by storm. Both mm-hmm. Disney, Star Wars, these are things that reach everyone in the entire country. So if they were attempting to control our minds and make us do shit that we, you know, whatever they want us to fucking do, this would... Sorry, it sounds like Rob's house up there today. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they're going wild.
Yeah, my my wife just got back, and my two-year-old became... she acts like the Catch Me Outside girl from fucking Dr. Phil now. Monarch programming is also used on the masses via movies, televisions, and music. They are used to desensitize the public or to trigger programs and mind control slaves. Websites such as Illuminati Movies and Vigilant Citizen are dedicated to analyzing Hollywood movies from the perspective of Monarch. Oh, Jesus.
Hmm.
And
excuse me.
Through a lot of, I guess, therapy and various other aspects, some of these people come forward and say, oh, shit, it's all coming to me now. I was involved in one of these projects, and that's what they're trying to do is create a person that doesn't know that they're going through it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's Rob, and that's why there's Herbert, because Rob doesn't know what the fuck he's going through, but Herbert is the one that's trained to do all the wild shit. Herbert's probably a master martial artist, my opinion.
That'd be pretty cool. Long as he's in directing child porn, I'm...
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm fine.
Now, like we said, it is a spinoff of MK Ultra, but it also has its own identity of what it's trying to do and what it's trying to accomplish. There were elaborate sound and light proof sensory deprivation isolation chambers, some using, and this is, we're talking about the actual program itself right now. Some using exotic suspension fluids. Sounds hot.
That woman got some exotic suspension fluid dumped on her head.
Have some of my goo goo juice. These suspension fluids would mimic weightlessness. I would like to jerk off in a weightless chamber.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They would also utilize direct current, high voltage with very low amperage electroshock devices are the most important tools of the trade as the brain is electrically powered. Voltages ranged from 0.072 volts to 200,000 depending on the application and what part of the body it was to be administered to. There are, quote, strap-ons and not huge dicks. There's, like, head and foot devices that could deliver a mind-altering shock of an exact duration according to the subject's brainwave activity and or heartbeat. Other portable handheld stun gun-type devices can deliver up to 200,000 volts for a variety of reasons, but primarily for instant control of the conscious mind. A great deal of successful research and development went into the effects of harmonics or inaudible to the conscious ear sound waves that affect the RNA covering of neuron pathways to the subconscious. So, this is the same as, I guess, when you blow a fucking dog whistle and a dog
can hear
it, and they program these people to hear these whistles. Many Monarch survivors... drug mules and prostitutes recall being taken into U.S. military bases and, quote, Freedom Ranch, a.k.a. trauma centers for programming. And one story I read, it was really fucking terrible. They would hide these people in barracks like a underground barrack type deal, and these people would sleep in halls together, and they would make them sleep with like an apparatus on their head that would keep their mouth open, where they could administer these like sedatives and different psychotropic drugs, and they would put these devices on their heads, and one of the scientists in charge of the project would dress up as a janitor and walk around and fart in their mouths.
I was getting ready to say that. I was going to make that joke, too, about their mouths always being open. Here, taste this, fat boy.
Are you snoring? I can loosen that up a little bit for you. You just twist it.
Guess what I had for dinner?
Some guy farted in my mouth last night.
You ever huffed a fart before, Rob Dog?
Not on purpose.
Dude, the worst thing in the entire world is that Jackass skit where they put the helmet on Preston Lacey and they fall in the tube.
No, I can't do it.
And he starts puking inside the helmet.
Yeah, it's so bad.
That's the absolute worst.
Yeah, the sweatsuit ones.
Oh, that's pretty bad as well.
The sweatsuit's really... Anything involving Preston Lacey.
Mind-altering drugs, natural and synthetic compounds. I made that up about farting in their mouths. They did not fart in their mouths.
Well, we don't know that, but it's not in the
research.
Yeah,
I don't think it happened. I hope it did. I hope there's a whole population of like people that got rejected from the program, like a testing phase.
All right, soldiers, we're just gonna fart in their mouths and see if that breaks them down. We're tired of hitting them with stun guns. We're tired of putting all these drugs in them. We're just gonna try and fart in their mouths to break them down.
It's just the one guy they just kept trying to shock, and every time they would, he would just fart. Yeah, it like wouldn't affect him. He was like, "Oh, we got to keep him on." I mean, think about how traumatic that would be. Every time you put one of those things on, you just see this guy walking by. You're like, nah.
Imagine how awkward breakfast would be the next morning. You wake up and the guards are walking around and the scientists are there. And you're just like, man, one of those guys last night that farted in my mouth. It was not that bad. I want to figure out who it was. Kind of salty. There's natural and synthetic compounds that can instantly alter certain brain thought functions were developed from modern medical technology and from ancient witchcraft formulas.
Nice.
Oh, Jesus. The revised components list is not so comprehensive and obvious. For instance, a soundproofed burial casket makes a great sensory deprivation. Why would there even be a soundproof burial casket?
Hmm.
It makes a great sensory deprivation chamber, similar to one being used now at Kentucky CIA conditioning camp. There, Delta, Alpha, and Beta victims of this conspiracy are regularly taken by their owners for reconditioning and reprogramming for drug muling runs or assignments. Most make it out of this man-made hell alive, some don't, but as it is said, there's always more wherever those came from. Whereas the only other equipment components needed are devices to hang victims upside down by their ankles, cattle prods, the cylinder type that are inserted deep into the vagina and rectum for a simulated orgasm with the devil.
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, God, give me that demon dick. Put it deep inside me. Give me that Bill Wilkins, Peter.
If you put a cattle prod in your asshole, it can give you a simulated orgasm?
There's no way.
I'm asking you. I know you've tried it.
There's no way. I've had a lot of things in my asshole. Let me tell you that.
I remember that field trip in the fourth grade. We went to that dairy farm, and you're like, hey there, farmer. It's a good-looking cattle prod you got there.
They came up one cattle prod short for count later that night.
Sure would be a shame if you shoved that up my butt. I'd fucking hate that. Probably wouldn't get any poop on it. Probably wouldn't feel good. I don't know. Probably wouldn't like it. I probably wouldn't get any poop on it, honestly. You could have it right back. Yeah, yeah. Cram it up there and shock my guts. Not going to get any poop on there, farmer.
Stop saying that.
I'm sorry, dude.
I probably won't get any poop on that.
You don't have to worry about me getting any poop on that.
You think you would get any poop on it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got poop on it. Sorry, I got poop on that. I was just trying to give myself a simulated orgasm.
Oh, God.
Sorry, dude.
Oh, that hurt.
Yeah. We'll make it out. We'll make it out on the other side. High voltage, up to 200,000 volts DC, handheld stun guns were used as a must for the victim's owner to erase certain memory. You'll be all right, buddy.
I just picture, like, not that I've ever said that before, no, but I can just picture myself as a kid. Just, I probably won't get any poop on it.
That's probably how the people listening right now are thinking of it right now. It's all right, dude.
It brings back so many memories.
Yeah. I can put my sock on it. I can't get any poop on that. So they would use they would carry these briefcases with these stun guns, and they would use these stun guns to hit the victims so they would actually forget about stuff. And it was like a preconditioning type thing they were doing. we're moving on to more of the trauma stuff here. The first programming, so like we said, they do these things to these monarchs. They start at a very early age when they're just children, essentially. The first programming starts during infancy. From birth, it is intended to let the slave emotionally bond to one adult person. And this kind of reminds me of what's going on with, like, Stranger Things with Eleven.
Right.
Not necessarily the sex abuse, but the what she went through with the guy that's allegedly her father.
Which, by the way, fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck him. Not the show. I love that show.
Yeah.
Not best that, show ever.
That dude.
Yeah. Once the infant reaches the age of 2 years, the first fragmentation of trauma gets conducted. For this, the victim gets tortured by the emotionally bounded person. So they all their entire life they've spent with this person that's they've become emotionally so attached to. And then that person starts torturing them. The torture aims to trigger a natural protection mechanism of the brain, splitting the personality or create disassociation respectively. Hence the unbearable pain visibly activated by the only beloved person. The victim is confronted by two contradicted realities, which support the result. Following love treatment by the torture tightens the amnesia. Jesus Christ. Once split, the fragmentation becomes easier and easier to conduct. The pain gets, quote, disassociated, thus it stays unprocessed, and the slave is not able to remember it. Therefore, recovering slaves can appear highly suicidal, hence the memory shreds needed to be integrated. For the torture mentioned prior, it is common to perform incestuous sexual rape. That is also the reason why pedophile family males are generally supported by governments and their children become bought for the further purposes. Other popular torture methods for further programming are electric shocks and pricking. I'm a prick. Modern methods and devices allow all kinds of so-called white torture, which is mentally effective but leaves no physical damage. When an everyday human being experiences a trauma, they will usually remember it for the rest of their life. Monarch slaves are being tortured constantly, so they can gain eidetic memory as a side effect. This is being actively used for alpha slaves. The repeated torture would condition the slave unconsciously to obey every order at its best, to not get tortured again unnecessarily. In addition, they decide, after a certain period of time, to surrender their own will and for the unconditional subjection to the will of their torturer. If this happens, it is called total mind control. And one thing they do a lot of is water deprivation. They'll completely take water away from the test subjects or the monarchs. And this will cause the brain to swell, thus raising the temperature, making it difficult to remember certain events. Oh,
damn.
My God.
No bueno.
I know some of us can sit and wonder about the glory days, and we think the glory days have passed us by. But that's not true, guys. We can relive those glory days with the help of Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex for a second. Not good sex. Let's talk about great sex for just a second. If you think your performance in bed has kind of fell to the wayside over the past years, well, I got just the thing for you. Blue Chew. BLUECHEW. That's Blue Chew, just like the color blue. Blue Chew brings you that first chewable pill that is FDA approved, and it's got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know what that's going to do for you. The best part about Blue Chew, guys, is it's ready to go anytime you're ready to go. Hungry? Not hungry?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Day, night, afternoon. If you're ready to go, Blue Chew is ready to go. And I've even noticed in my own sex life since I started taking Blue Chew, there's another gear. It's like an overdrive for Nickalicious. Longer, stronger, I'm there to get the business done, and when the business is done, I'm ready to start over and do things all over again. If you think this is something you can benefit from, then give Blue Chew a chance. That's right, guys. It's all done online. It's prescribed by a licensed physician, so no awkward doctor's visits. There's nothing you gotta be afraid of. What are you guys waiting for? And Brohio has made it easier than ever to try your Blue Chew for free. That's right. You just go to BLUECHEW.com. Use the promo code Brohio. You're going to get your first shipment free of Blue Chew. All you got to pay is the $5 shipping. What a deal, guys. It's the better, cheaper, faster choice. We are so thankful that Blue Chew has sponsored the Brohio podcast. And as a thank you to any new customers for Blue Chew, you send us a screenshot of your order. We're going to send you some free Brohio stickers, guys. Get a big old boner, make some great sex, make some incredible sex, get some free stickers. This is Nickalicious from the Brohio podcast. Blue Chew, promo code Brohio.
Now we're going to move on to some of the victims here. Some of the people that have claimed to have gone through this Project Monarch. The first one's Candy Jones. I'll let you tell them about Candy Jones.
All right.
I feel like that would be your stripper name.
Candy Jones?
They call you Candy No Poop Jones. Candy Don't Get No Poop On It Jones.
No Poop On The Cattle Prod Jones. All right, so Candy Jones was a successful New York model in the 40s and 50s and a leading pinup girl during World War II. Pinup girls are hot as fuck.
Yeah, not back then. You want to talk about some muff diving, buddy?
Oh, definitely. Now, she married her boss, fashion tycoon Harry Conover, speaking of bushes, but the couple divorced and was left with little to her name. She opened a modeling training school, but ran into financial difficulties. She was then recruited by the CIA to receive and deliver packages. I don't know how that happens. Now, unbeknownst to Jones, the CIA had used hypnosis to create a second personality, Arlene Grant,
okay,
trained in espionage and assassination. Now, Arlene worked as a CIA asset for over a decade. She traveled on clandestine missions all over the world, while Candy remained totally unaware of her secret life.
Stupid bitch.
Now, Arlene could be triggered by telephone using secret codes. Jones began recovering her memories of Arlene in 1972, soon after marrying radio host and amateur hypnosis Long John Nebel.
Anytime I go to even if I don't want one, when I go to the donut store, they got cream-filled Long Johns.
Yeah.
I always say, give me one of them cream-filled Long Johns. Just because I like saying cream-filled Long John.
Well, Nebel found his new bride especially moody and determined, and was determined to find the cause of her moments of bitchiness, in quotes, using hypnosis.
I wouldn't recommend this to those of you listening as a method of finding out the methods of your wife's bitchiness.
She's being a total bitch, so I'm going to hypnotize her. Figure out what the fuck's wrong with this crazy whore.
Something about a cattle prod and getting dropped off a fucking building on her fucking butthole.
So he soon discovered the existence of Arlene the spy, and subsequently recorded over 200 hours of their conversations. Jones recalled how the CIA had used hypnosis, drugs, sexual abuse, as well as torture to turn her into an assassin.
Super.
She remembers training for the Bay of Pigs invasion at Camp Peary, having a candle inserted into her vagina at Langley, How can you forget that? I wonder if it was lit.
Oh, girl, that pussy is fire. No, literally, I just put a Yankee candle in.
It's a big old fucking... That smells good.
Big old $12 Walmart candles.
And being tortured for information in Taiwan. Jones found a passport in the name of Arlene Grant, a key to mailbox number 1294 at Grand Central Station, and a cryptic Japan Airlines message confirming that Cynthia, and this has bold CIA in the word, low name Cynthia, was holding a ticket to Tokyo in Arlene's name.
Jeez.
It says here that there are over 20,000 declassified documents that pertain to Project MKUltra and Project Artichoke.
Project Artichoke is another spinoff of what we got going on right here between MKUltra and Project Monarch.
Okay, cool.
But one of the craziest things about Project... So there is all of these documents about MKUltra and Project Artichoke. Mm-hmm. There is not a single shred of paper that references Project Monarch. So that leads me to believe that if this is something... And I always say this, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right.
There's dozens and hundreds of people that have come forward that said, yes, I've been through this government programming. There's evidence to support it. But there's no documentation from the government that this ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
Which tells me, if it did happen, then it's quite possible that all this shit that they're saying happened. Which is completely terrifying.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I don't want a cattle prod put in my dick hole.
Definitely not.
I don't want it. The fact that there's possibly a program out there where our government is sexually assaulting toddlers is profound and flabbergasting. I don't know if flabbergasting is a word.
Hey, I like it.
But let's go with it. If something like that is actually happening, I mean, I don't want to go to Canada because shit's expensive there, but I mean, I'm not moving anyway.
I'm too lazy.
Yeah, I really like it here. It's pretty cool. Yeah. I want this shit to stop happening. You know?
Very much so.
Yeah,
it sucks.
And that leads me to the next thing. Like, we talked about covering Jeff Epstein this week.
Yeah, we did.
And I got to reading about a lot of stuff. There's Pizzagate, and there's all of the flights to Orgy Island involving Bill Clinton, and there's the Franklin scandal. All of these things that we've touched on over the past few years, and there's also Bohemian Grove,
mm-hmm.
where there's always these little like pieces of information where like, oh yeah, and there was fucking pedophilia going on. And I don't understand. Pedophiles are the lowest of the low.
Oh yeah.
Fucking disgusting.
Yep.
They all have really small dicks, and that's why they want to get with children, because they have baby dicks. I don't understand how a person, and we've even moved towards the mode of, okay, it's a mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not a mental illness. It's an act of desperation. It's not a mental illness. You're fucking sick. Mental illness is when you, I'm not going to define mental illness because it reaches a lot of different places. And for me to sit here and say, I know what mental illness is, I've never experienced it. So I can't say, but I can say that pedophilia is not a mental illness. It's an act of desperation, like I said. But these government officials there's constantly these stories of them traveling to places to have sex with young girls, teenagers, in some instances even children. And I don't know why there's a reoccurring narrative about our government partaking in things like this if there's not some sort of truth behind it. I hope it's not true. And I beg all of you, if you have kids, if you have little girls, especially, to keep a close eye on them in public, because we don't live in the same world that you and I grew up in anymore.
Not at all.
People will fucking take your kids and put them into a sex slavery. And it fucking happens every day, man. Kids are abducted and, you know, all it takes is the snap of a finger.
Yeah.
And everything's changed. And the fact that we live in a world like this makes me absolutely sick. If there's one thing that I could change about the world, I just wouldn't want kids to be hurt anymore.
Yeah.
You know? But I guess where I'm trying to get at here is I fear that this shit is actually happening with our government and with different, you know, high-ranking officials all across the world. Because there's always people that come forward and say, yes, I was used for this. this happened to me. Then another person will come forward and say, something similar happened to me, but here's the route that I was taking. And there's all these different people that come forward and give their stories. It's fucking sick, you know? And like I said, where I'm trying to get at is I think the stuff might be happening. I hope it's not. I hope one day that it all comes to the table and we can blow the lid off of it and say, you know, let's kill all these motherfuckers. But that'll probably be when Bernie Sanders takes all of our guns and shit. I don't know. That's what he wants to do. I just hurt a lot of people's feelings right there, didn't I?
Yeah, I think you did.
I don't mind the burn.
I could hear the crickets whenever you said that.
I don't mind the burn. I don't mind anybody as long as I get to keep my fucking cable and internet and shit. Right. As long as I get to keep my YouTube TV and my internet, I don't fucking care who the president is.
As long as I can still sit outside of a McDonald's for 6 hours and jerk off in my car, I'm fine.
Vigorously.
Vigorously.
As long as I can keep on putting the cattle prod in my butt and not getting poop on it, I don't care who the president is. That takes us into the next thing. And there's certain steps of this program, and this involves, in the 1980s, something called the Satanic Panic, which is really fucking cool.
That's the coolest name.
It is.
Yeah.
The legend of Monarch followed on the heels of the Satanic Panic, which swept through much of the United States during the 1980s following the publication of Michelle Remembers. The book became a bestseller and popularized the idea of widespread satanic ritual abuse. Okay, Michelle described being tortured, locked in cages, sexually abused, and forced to participate in satanic blood rituals where infants were sacrificed. I've never even heard of this book before.
Me neither.
I'm going to read it now.
Yeah.
These would become familiar motifs among later Monarch survivor testimonies. All the same stuff, okay, involving the Satanic Panic, people that were involved with the Satanic Panic, all the things they said that happened to them matches the things that the victims of the Monarch Project claim as well. So
okay.
It's possible that the same time, I guess, this Project Monarch reached its fever pitch could be what we're classifying as the Satanic Panic of the 1980s. So those two could possibly be connected. And the term Project Monarch was first coined by Corydon. What a stupid name.
Yeah, Corydon.
Corydon Hammond. And he did an interview with Geraldo Rivera. And this was in the summer of 1992. He gave a lecture called Hypnosis and Multiple Personality Disorder, Ritual Abuse. It would infamously be called the Green Bomb Speech. He claimed that the ritualistic abuse he reported during the Satanic Panic, and he also talked about it during his Geraldo Rivera episode, was being used by a secretive worldwide network of Satanists intent on becoming a robotic army of Manchurian candidates who carried out assassinations, prostitution, child porn, snuff films. The snuff films where they poop on each other?
No.
That's scat, right?
Yeah, that's scat.
Actually, I'm not sure. So if you are listening, could you please Google scat videos and tell me what comes back? That would be lovely. And it'd also be trained for drug smuggling as well as international arm dealing in order to create a satanic order ruling the entire world. And some of you are like, that sounds fucking awesome, dude. But right here, it's saying that in this satanic ruled world, there's going to be a lot of child pornography going on, which I'm not cool with that. So for all you Satanists out there.
I don't think Satanists really are either.
I'm reading it right
this
here.
Is like it's like satanic fear-mongering.
It's right here on fucking Google.
It's like a Christian's worst nightmare.
Satanists are child pornographers. He specifically mentions Monarch during this lecture. This was the first and earliest documentation of the term Project Monarch. He talked on how infants are taken at around 2.5 years old and are made disassociative through sexual and physical torture. 5 years later, the abuse is kicked up a notch until the end of their teenage years and reinforced periodically during adulthood. Bloodliners, children coming multiple generations of ritual abuse, are precious to the program. And he goes through all of the stuff we've already talked about as far as the code words and the different levels of the Greek alphabet. He also named Dr. Green, a.k.a. Greenbaum, as one of the key players in the government's mind control program. Green was raised in Germany as a Hasidic Jew I think that's how you say that. And taken to a concentration camp once the Nazis took power. The Nazi scientists took a liking to him, and he began helping them in experiments. He came over to work in the U.S. with other Nazi scientists under Project Paperclip and studied medicine on Uncle Sam's dime. His experience made him a valuable mind control researcher, and he designed and supervised many of the programs. The professor's lecture was very well received, ending with a standing ovation. One of the therapists attending the conference was New Orleans therapist Valerie Wolf. This is a very important name to remember, Valerie Wolf. Although she herself didn't attend Hammond's lecture, she soon heard about it from a colleague who had and immediately got an audio recording of the lecture. Back home, Valerie Wolf discovered that two of her ritually abused victims had been subjected to mind control using Hammond's techniques. On March 5th, 1995, Wolf and her clients, Chris DiNicola Ebner and Claudia Mullen, testified before the Advisory Committee on Human Radiation Experiments. So, I have some clips of audio right here from this specific government hearing. And this therapist took these two in front of this government hearing. Mm-hmm. And these two people gave their testimony of things that they endured. So let's take a listen to this real quick.
Nicola, born July of 1962, rendering me 32 years of age. I was a subject in radiation as well as mind control and drug experiments performed by a man I knew as Dr. Green. My parents were divorced around 1966, and Donald Richard Ebner, my natural father, was involved with Dr. Green in the experiments. I was a subject from 1966 to 1976. Dr. Green performed radiation experiments on me in 1970, focusing on my neck, throat, and chest, 1972 focusing on my chest and my uterus in 1975. Each time
a uterus is inside the vagina.
Time I became dizzy, nauseous, and threw up. All these experiments were performed on me in conjunction with mind control techniques and drugs in Tucson, Arizona. Dr. Green was using me mostly as a mind control subject from 1966 to 1973. His objective was to gain control of my mind and train me to be a spy assassin. The first significant memory took place at Kansas City University in 1966. Don Ebner took me there by plane when my mom was out of town. I was in what looked like a laboratory, and there seemed to be other children. I was strapped down, naked, spread eagle, on a table, on my back. Dr. Green had electrodes on my body, including my head. He used what looked like an overhead projector and repeatedly said he was burning different images into my brain while a red light flashed aimed at my forehead. In between each sequence, he used electric shock on my body and told me to go deeper and deeper, while repeating each image would go deeper into my brain, and I would do whatever he told me to do. I felt drugged because he had given me a shot before he started the procedure. When it was over, he gave me
And this is a YouTube video, and it pans to one of these government ladies listening, and she's got the biggest look of what the fuck is going on in the entire world right now.
Right, the guy beside her doesn't seem to, he's like, oh, shut the fuck up. Stop it.
Another shot. The next thing I remember, I was with my grandparents again in Tucson, Arizona. I was 4 years old. You can see from this experiment that Dr. Green used trauma, drugs, post-hypnotic suggestion, and more trauma in an effort to gain total control of my mind. He used me in radiation experiments both for the purposes of determining the effects of radiation on various parts of my body and to terrorize me as an additional trauma in the mind control experiments. The rest of the experiments took place in Tucson, Arizona, out in the desert. I was taught how to pick locks, be secretive, use my photographic memory, and a technique to withhold information by repeating numbers to myself. Dr. Green moved on to wanting me to kill dolls that look like real children. I stabbed a doll with a spear once after being severely traumatized, but the next time I refused. He used many pain induction techniques, But as I got older, I resisted more and more. He often tied me down in a cage, which was near his office. Between 1972 and 1976, he and his assistants were sometimes careless and left the cage unlocked. Whenever physically possible, I snuck into his office and found files with reports and memos addressed to CIA and military personnel.
That's something straight out of a movie.
Hold on a second.
So they just left it unlocked?
According to her, apparently so.
And they left their offices unlocked?
The steak's on sale at the Sizzler tonight. We're getting the fuck out of here. Going out for brewskis.
Included in these files were project, sub-project, subject, and experiment names with some code numbers for radiation and mind control experiments, which I have submitted in your written documentation. I was caught twice, and Dr. Green ruthlessly used electric shock drugs, spun me on a table, put shots in my stomach and my back, dislocated my joints, and hypnotic techniques to make me feel crazy and suicidal. Because of my rebellion and growing lack of cooperation, they gave up on me as a spy assassin. Consequently, the last 2 years, 1974 to 1976, Dr. Green used various mind control techniques to reverse the spy assassin messages to self-destruct and death messages. His purpose? He wanted me dead, and I struggled to stay alive all of my adult life. I believe it is by the grace of God that I am still alive. These horrible experiments have profound...
And there's another lady that testifies on here as well, but she sits so far away from the goddamn microphone that you can't hear it. But yeah. This is... this video was literally buried on YouTube, and the author said that it has been taken down several different times. And just one thing that I'm noticing, the more and more we go down, we cover weirder stuff like this. Some of the stuff is just scrubbed from the internet, and it's really hard to find it via Google, which is that's what everyone uses, Google. And you can't, it's not letting you connect the dots, whether it's the...
Hey, be careful, you're going to give us another one-star review.
It's fine.
I said you can't fucking access it on Google. I just found five websites on it.
Right. And whether it's the Vegas shooting.
Oh, yeah.
9/11. The Clinton conspiracy death count.
Oh, hey.
Now, see, look what you've done now, Rob.
There's a pussy in my face.
Cat's up on the table. This will be uploaded on YouTube if you guys want to check out Emma. That's the cat that shouldn't fucking be here. I fucking hate her.
Hey.
I still hold her and try and make cat love to her, but she just... Oh, she's being really nice to Rob right now.
Yeah, right now she is.
I don't know why. She's just being a cat.
I'm not pressing my luck, though.
No, she doesn't strike unless you touch her bottom half.
No, I'm just saying, because in a second she's going to, like, hate me.
She's going to try and walk on our sound equipment in a second. Yeah,
she's trying to end the podcast.
I'm going to throw her. Let's see if...
Control ...and to create the perfect spy, all for the use of chemicals, radiation... Drugs, hypnosis,
and this girl, she pretty much tells the same narrative and the same story. This is the cat giving you kisses. She doesn't kiss anybody. I don't know what's going on over there right now. It's a little silly kitty cat.
She said, I heard you could put stuff in your butt and not get poop on it.
Oh, there was another, that second voice you just heard, that was Claudia Mullen. She was mind-controlled for almost three decades, from 1957 until 1984.
Jeez.
As a result, she offers a lot more insider knowledge of the program that Di Nicola, who was the first one we heard, and she speaks about the sexual entrapment schemes to blackmail powerful politicians. The CIA had figured out that video footage of anyone having sex with an underage child was the surest method to get anyone to do what the agency wanted. And that makes too much goddamn sense.
Right, exactly.
Mullen testified to being subjected to radiation, hypnosis, electroshock, sleep deprivation, isolation, brainwashing, as well as physical and sexual abuse in order to create multiple personalities and make her into a perfect spy. At the age of 8, she was recruited by the CIA and met Sidney Gottlieb, who she knew as Uncle Sid. She received training at the agency's Deep Creek Cabins in Maryland, on sexually pleasing and coaxing information out of older men before being used
as a Project Midnight Climax type honeypot operations.
Midnight Climax.
Yes, and that seems like something else we should definitely check out. And this was used as a honeypot operations to extract information or blackmail powerful and influential people, be it friend or foe. The CIA wished to maintain a continuous source of funding for its mind control experiments. Now, one of the most, I guess, popular victims, she has a book out there. She's very, you can find her in the media fairly easily, is Kathy O'Brien. She was the first victim of trauma-based mind control to specifically mention Project Monarch. She is all over the internet with the tales of her story. She was physically and sexually abused by her father and uncles from the time of her birth in 1957. And she was the one that I was going to try and get on the show. After being caught producing and distributing child pornography through the Post, in 1964, her father sold her to the CIA in return for being let off the hook. The agency was looking for subjects for multi-generational incestual families for their top-secret Project Monarch program. Her father went to Harvard for a 2-week crash course on raising, i.e. traumatizing, Monarch children. Kathy received Wizard of Oz programming, developed a photographic memory, and increased her visual acuity 44 times. She made 2 instructional videos for mind control programmers at NASA, How to Divide a Personality, and How to Create a Sex Slave. What a fucking wild bitch. Oof. Her sexuality was enhanced, and she was judged suitable to become a presidential model, highly prized prostitutes, and messenger for the world's most powerful people. Her first handler was none other than Gerald Ford. But many people had the, quote, keys to the kingdom, that is, they knew the trigger codes to access her sexual personalities, including Senator Vanderjack, Senator Byrd, Canadian Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, Dick Cheney, Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Manuel Noriega, Saudi King Fahd, George H.W. Bush, Baby Duck Devalier.
What?
Baby Duck.
Baby Duck.
I love baby ducks. Hold on a second. I got a child right here. She was also said to be utilizing, she was being used by numerous country music entertainers, so you can tell your wife about that, about these scumbag Alan Jackson and shit, and pro baseball players. She was rescued by her husband, Mark Phillips, in 1988. The couple fled to Alaska, where Phillips, an internationally recognized expert in mind control and deprogramming, began the task of deprogramming her. Excuse me. Phillips loves to insinuate that he was a CIA or DIA contractor, but has the appearance and demeanor of a used car salesman.
Scumbaggy.
Phillips often makes wild and unsubstantiated claims, such as the existence of an above top secret government laboratory under a lake at Disney World, which he contends is declassified information. He also claims to have used a machine that would cause people entering his house to instantly forget what they were doing. I want one of those.
Can you imagine?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having us over. I just shit my pants. I was like,
damn it, dude. You keep taking my fucking jokes. I was getting ready to say, can you imagine being like, hey, let's stop over at Mark's house. I got to take an emergency shit real quick. He's like, oh, God, I forgot what I was doing. I just pooped.
I've pooped my pants. I didn't get any shit on that cattle prod, though. Hey, sit down. I'll tell you about that.
Intruders would just stay there and would die of thirst if he didn't go home for a while.
Holy fuck. Oh, my God.
You want some water, little fella? You stupid son of a bitch.
He knows because he tested it on his neighbors.
He killed his neighbors.
Yeah. The next survivor of Project Monarch that's come forward is Cisco Wheeler. This is she also went by the name Linda Johnson and Linda Anderson. She was born into one of these multi-generational satanic families of the Illuminati that we were talking about.
Hmm.
She was subjected to trauma while still in her mother's womb and became...
We put headphones on her belly and made her listen to fucking Creed and Limp Bizkit all fucking day.
She became a subject of the CIA's Project Monarch, who, in addition to the usual spy, courier, prostitute training, wished to turn her into one of the three mothers of darkness.
Oh, wow.
Women destined to become brides of Lucifer.
Whew.
Now it's getting good.
All right.
Like O'Brien, Sisko was abused by her father, who was also her handler and programmer from 1947 well into the 60s. Her father, known as Dr. Black, worked directly under the previously mentioned Dr. Green, who was Sisko's primary programmer. She identifies Dr. Green as none other than Joseph Mingle. I've seen this name a million times before. The Angel of Death himself. He was an Illuminati Grandmaster, and he was the project's lead programmer and original designer. He would say things like, "Dance, Marionette."
God.
When he was programming these people. "Dance, clown." But he would say, "Dance, Marionette, dance."
Huh.
They used trauma as well as films such as Fantasia, like we all these different movies we said before, to split her mind into individual programmable alters. Sometimes demons would take human form and perform the programming.
What the fuck?
The demons themselves were also inserted into the victims to protect the programming. She has Beta, Sex Kitten, and Delta, Assassin, espionage alters, which she used to blackmail people into submission to the Illuminati. She was sexually servicing U.S. president as far back as Dwight Eisenhower. Could you imagine how soft and shitty those fucking balls were?
Ike. So wrinkly.
He was an old, old man.
He was.
Ugh. I'm going to take my pants off, but I want you to realize how big and saggy my ball sack is.
Please do not look too long.
I fought in a fucking world war. These are saggy balls. These testicles have been around the world. Got you your freedom.
This is the deepest wrinkles in the world.
I've got really heavy balls, so if they start swinging around, I would cover your head, because I've once killed a man with my fucking balls. You ever just use your balls as a weapon before?
Never. You can't say I have.
Let's try it after this.
Okay.
She also did missions for the Kennedys, but she was never herself a presidential model. She was a master programmer and remember instructing Mark Phillips. Illuminati-wise, she was aligned with the British Royals faction. All monarchs received end-time programming, which is set to trigger when the Antichrist arrives. I'm really looking forward to that day. When he gets here, he's just going to be like, "Here's $5 for potato chips. I'm not taking you back with me."
Right.
Her programming began breaking down following the death of her father. Once again, another self-proclaimed mind control expert, Fritz Springmeier, was willing to neglect his family to undertake the deprogramming of Wheeler.
Damn.
Predictively, many of her claims are quite out there. Namely, she says Al Gore is a fucking vampire who always carries blood in a briefcase in case he needs a snack. Jesuits provide thousands of babies who are imprisoned in tiny cages and large airplane hangars at China Lake Naval Base.
The hell?
And subjected to monarch mind control programming. I just like that fucking Al Gore carries a briefcase of blood around.
It's like not even in vials. It's just liquid blood. It's just sloshing around.
Fucking starving. Jesus Christ.
He has a long ass crazy straw he puts into the one of the cracks of it.
He's got Capri Suns full of blood. Dude, the Pacific Cooler Capri Suns are that shit.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll let you tell them about Bryce Taylor.
Sure, let's get into Bryce Taylor. So Bryce Taylor, a.k.a. Sue Ford, was a high-level monarch mind control slave and human filing cabinet. All right. Giggity.
Your mom's a fucking filing cabinet.
She was a presidential model, sex slave, spy, as well as courier between world leaders. Taylor was sexually and physically abused soon after her birth by her father and grandfather in a shack located behind the family home.
Sounds like my fucking childhood.
She began doing child porn at the age of 2 and participated in torturous rituals and sexual orgies.
He stinks, but he's got a big old ass on him.
Her father used Wizard of Oz and Disney films to program her. She would forget everything when she heard "There's no place like home."
We're making these motherfuckers think different about that $6.99 Disney Plus subscription.
Right, exactly. She was also used to kidnap other children who were lured into black cars and used in porn or rituals and killed off. At the age of 5, her father took her to a slave auction where she was sold to comedian Bob Hope. She received high-level beta programming at U.S. military bases and NASA and trained as a presidential model. Taylor sexually serviced every U.S. president from John Kennedy
to Bill Clinton.
Oh, she's a thought for sure.
As well as government officials, foreign dignitaries, world leaders, mobsters, and Hollywood celebrities. She would wear a blue butterfly pin or earrings to signal insiders.
That's all you have to do to let people know that you suck dick is that's wear all- a butterfly on your collar.
That's all you got to do.
Why is that guy over there wearing a blue butterfly on his Cincinnati Bengals jersey?
Oh, God. She was impregnated twice a year, and the fetuses were used in sacrificial ceremonies. Now, like O'Brien, she named her daughter Kelly, and this was done so that pedophile George H.W. Bush could easily remember the names of his Bush babies. That was in quotes.
The Bush I always babies. Heard that Bush babies were the, he got crabs a lot, and anytime he would pick one out of his pubes, he would call it a Bush baby.
Hey, could be.
Barbara would hear him in the bathroom like, yeah, I mean, one of them Bush babies.
And she carried messages for the council and Illuminati-like, was that cabal? Cabal?
Sure, let's
find out. I don't know. Fuck it. C-A-B-A-L. Guys are going to crucify me on that pronunciation, but it's okay. In control of the entire planet and was made privy to their future plans. Now, she was flown by helicopter to ships, hotels, and private islands to deliver messages. An excellent swimmer, she sometimes had to use her dolphin programming to swim out to yachts waiting in international waters, the preferred meeting place for council members.
Oh, it's a fucking mermaid! Oh, it's kid guys, it's a dolphin with boobies.
Oh,
you
shit.
See that video of that dolphin that rapes that chick on the fucking yeah. She's sitting on the dock and it jumps up, starts giving her the business.
Hell yeah, it does.
I want to be fucked by a dolphin.
We've already had the conversation about dolphin vaginas.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they look exactly like real vaginas.
So some of them,
yeah.
Some of them look like an Arby's Big Montana that was ran over by a tractor, but you know who you are.
Yeah, we do. Henry Kissinger used her photographic memory as a mind file. He could add any information he wished and retrieved it whenever he desired. She had top clearance at the Pentagon, the State Department, and the Federal Reserve.
Oh, good.
All right.
And she wrote a couple books that you guys can go check those out called Thanks for the Memories, which was written in 1999.
Fall Out Boy song.
Yeah. Thanks for the memories.
Yeah, she wrote that song.
What do you think about this?
I don't know.
I wish the people that were, they're so out there, man. So,
right.
But it all makes sense is the problem.
Yeah.
And that's what, whenever we cover this stuff.
What really loses me is whenever you talk about the crazy shit like the place being under the lake and Disneyland, just seems too far out there.
Al Gore's a vampire.
Yeah, Al Gore's a vampire carrying a loose blood.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, there's a lot to take in right there.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, cool topic.
Yeah, very cool.
Some weird stuff. I learned a bunch of stuff on this one.
Yeah, very weird.
We're happy to be back in the swing of things here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
fucking keep this train rolling, doggy. Yeah,
I forgot it's Sunday night.
It is Sunday night.
What the hell? I might get it edited up and release it tonight.
Probably not, though.
Definitely not. I say that every time.
It was fucking put it out Monday night. Who cares?
But then I walk my fat ass upstairs, and I lay down, and I go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sick, too, and these meds are wearing off.
Yeah.
I'm going to have myself put down.
Go into a coma.
So let's play a quick little game called How Big Is It? How okay. Big Was It?
Okay.
Dwight Eisenhower.
Oh, he had a fucking huge one.
Which was longer, his dick or his sack?
Probably his sack. I would assume after all that time it lost a lot of elasticity.
It looked like a Stretch Armstrong doll.
It was probably like a tube sock. I would assume that he wouldn't have a circumcised dick.
None of them do. None of that age. I don't know when they started circumcising people.
I don't know.
Let's look at this real quick.
But I'm sure he had a big old dangler on him.
How old is circumcision? The Circumcision Center.
Wow.
Okay. They've been doing circumcisions for 15,000 years.
Oh, holy shit. They used to bite them off back in the day.
Like a fingernail.
Some of them were jagged. And
look at the dick skin on this one. That's all I am is foreskin.
That's where they got beef jerky from.
That was my nickname in high school was foreskin.
My dick looks like a Sharpay. Dogs with a wrinkly head. But yeah, I've said this before, but if my parents cared about me and they loved me, so they had me circumcised.
Yeah.
But I really wish if I wasn't circumcised, I would pull the skin over the head and pinch it really tight and piss. like a like you're holding your thumb over a fucking...
How you gonna get out, piss? I got you blocked, buddy.
You know, it would come out like you're holding your thumb over, over a hose.
Yeah.
So, but don't send that to us because my wife runs all of our social medias now.
I do that with my poop sometimes.
Hold your thumb over your butthole.
Hold my thumb over my butthole.
So it looks like one of them Play-Doh French fry makers.
It comes out in two different streams.
God damn it. Oh, man. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
We're happy to be back in the swing of things.
It was here. A pleasure.
I'm sorry I feel deathly ill, but, you know, it's Ohio in November. It feels like December.
Let's hope this coming up we talk about something a little less child rapey.
Yeah.
We're not making any promises.
Well, with that being said, one thing that I'm having a hard time, when we go through, usually we decide the week of when we want to cover something.
Right.
One thing I've really been struggling with are cases of paranormal, because one thing we've kind of become numb to is the paranormal cases seem redundant.
Like, yeah.
There was voices and steps. It stunk like shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was spit on. They threw my wife against the wall. So one thing I would ask for all of you, a lot of you, some of you send us really good topic recommendations.
Although we are toying about doing it a Zach Baggins episode.
Yes. Just solely, it would be much like our Warren episode.
Yeah.
But if you have any paranormal topics that kind of aren't run-of-the-mill.
Right.
Kind of, you know.
Especially over the pond.
Yeah, over the pond. But most of the time, when people send us paranormal recommendations, it's like...
It's the same shit.
Why don't you cover this haunted prison there? Why don't you cover this castle? Well, because every paranormal podcast in the entire world has covered the shit. I love the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do paranormal hunt, like ghost hunting. I want to try that out. But if you guys have any topic recommendations that are paranormal...
Or possessions.
Yeah. Just really good stuff that's kind of off the beaten path. Not something, you know, like the Amityville Horror. Some, you know, stuff that's been done with that. Because that's kind of our thing. We cover stuff that doesn't... sometimes we cover stuff that's been walked on a bunch. But
yeah.
We like to go the route where we do things you haven't heard before. So reach out to us, brohiopodcast@gmail.com. Write us an email. Let us know. We'll make a specific folder for paranormal recommendations. So send us your topic recommendations for good paranormal stories.
Do it.
And if you can, have sex with a dolphin. You can fit a cattle prod in your butt.
Without getting poop on it.
Without getting doo-doo on it.
Yeah. That's the key.
You're our new mascot.
We will get a sticker with your face made.
All right, Rob, tell me you love him.
All right, I love you guys.